This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me. Also, you can go to TeaPartyCommunity.com. I believe, I don't even want to say when, because we had some issues with our site, but hopefully everything's up and running on the new site, which is now mobile ready and all that, because we really have to give Facebook a run for their money. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm reaching out to Sheldon Adelson to see if, because he's starting a super PAC to make sure that we keep all the state legislatures and the governorships and things like that. And I want to be part of what he wants to do to set the Republicans up for victory going forward. So I'll be arranging that. I'm reaching out to his offices as we speak so I can get a meeting with him. And hopefully this guy will say, you know what, Kevin, I like what you're doing. We're going to make this thing work. But hopefully you'll get over to TeaPartyCommunity.com and join up. The Democrats' plight, folks, can be summed up in this one headline that I saw. I don't remember whether I saw it over the weekend or on yesterday, but I will tell you, it summed it up. Here's what it was. The base wants it all. The party wants to win. Now, I want you to think about that. The base wants it all. The party wants to win. This is Democrats. The warning or the headline that says, here's what's going on in the Democratic Party. The base wants it all. So what is the base of the Democratic Party? It's every hodgepodge group of special interest wacko you can imagine. And they all think they've got some special need. We're anti-war. We're pro-woman, we're pro-black, we're pro-Latino, we're pro-immigrant, we're pro-Muslim, we're pro-terrorism, we're anti-capitalist, we're anti-American, we're anti-conservative, etc. There's nothing in it where you look at it and you go, what's for the greater good? Oh, they claim it is. Oh, we want to eradicate racism. We want to do this. We want tolerance. We want this. There's even a story we'll maybe get to about Muslim safe spaces. Or maybe did we talk about it? Anyway, they want it all. And then, but the other part is, but the party wants to win. And I thought, wow, you have a bit of a quandary there. What will the Democrats hang their hat on? They've tried to hang their hat on the idea that we give more back. We give out money to, you know, like it's going out of style. We make it rain, to use a rapper term. And they do. They make it rain. They give away money I would say like you get chiclets in Mexico, but you got to pay for it. But they give away money like crazy. They buy the people to like them. Like us because we're going to get you money. But what happens, you ever had a person that you've given money to in your life over time, you've helped them out, and with the idea that they're going to be better, that they're going to make, and then finally you go, look, man, I'm done with you. You're not doing anything with your life. Do they go, you know what, you're right, geez, I'm going to buckle down now and I'm going to go make it happen? Or do they go, dude, what's up with you? You've got it. I don't understand why you won't continue to feed my drug habit, or why won't you let me blinky blink or live with you until I'm 130 or whatever? It isn't like they appreciate all the things that you've done. They don't look back and go, you know, you've really done a lot and it's been unfair of me to take advantage of you all these years. Nothing of the sort. So the Democrats separated themselves into the party of special interest. So the question is, who will they serve? Which groups? Now they've got, and it's funny, think about all these little groups, you know, spread out on the floor. And think of Legos. And now you're going to piece them into, okay, well, these are the singles and these are the doubles. But do we put the singles and the doubles of the same color? Or how do we do that? Oh, we'll cover that when we get there. So imagine you got all the little pieces of Legos and you put them into piles. So you've got the little platforms and it's the 2x2, the 1x8s and the 1x2s and the, 4x4s, all the platforms. And you've got the Legos themselves that are the singles, the doubles, the quadruples, etc. And then you've got the little pieces, the little men. And so you separate all those into, I don't know, you probably have 50 different categories at least, because they got wheels and rotors and little cylindrical things and all this. Then you got to go to color, because there's some that are gray, that are black, that are white. Then when it comes to the pieces, you've got, you know, red, white, yellow, blue, green, etc. So once you've gotten all your little pieces into a pile, guess what? More splintering of your pile, because the green doesn't want to be with the white. What are you talking about? There'll be a gang war in the Lego land. You can't do that. So what binds these hapless rubes together? The only thing that binds them together is their hatred of you. But when they can no longer hate you, what will they do? See, President Trump will gain more and more as he continues to blow up the Republican machine. The Democrats aren't blowing up their machine. There was a guy, I don't have his, he's a nobody. I mean, but he was a lifelong Democrat. And he made a comment, "I'm done with the Democrats." He goes, "They don't care about fixing themselves. All they care about is demonizing the right for nothing." He goes, "I'm done." How many Democrats do you think are feeling that exact same way right now as these witch hunts go on about Russia and all this other stuff? The only thing that binds them is their hatred of you. And when Trump blows up the Republican machine, he's already exposed the Democrats' crooked machine, and he's not even close to being done, folks. So what's the next ploy of the left? What can they possibly do? Trump is a racist. Trump is a misogynist. Trump is a xenophobe. He colluded with Russia. Yeah. And a host of other retread nonsense that will get them nothing. You want to know why? Because results eventually matter. Now, there are some people that are never going to vote Democrat Republican, because they're too stupid. They're ideologically set. But trust me when I tell you, there are many of these so-called moderates, and we used to fight for them. We had to fight for these people because they were, "Oh man, the social justice of the left and all these other things. I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm a social liberal." They're figuring out they're not socially liberal. They're finding out the left are the worst people at oppression of anything. If anything, these people are socially conservative because they do care about their human man, but they don't care about him in buckets. That's our goal, folks, and that's what we've got to explain. And that's why the Democrats, the base wants it all, the party wants to win, but they're not going to get that win. We got a ton. I'm going to come back. I got to talk about a personal issue when we come back, but it's going to be a great hour. Stay tuned.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. A friend of mine was featured on CNN not long ago, and it's an interesting story. He's a colonel in the Marine Corps. His name is Mike Stallman, and Mike and I went to school together at the Marine Military Academy, and Mike went on to have a stellar career in the Marine Corps. He was a JAG officer, and he, amazing lawyer, just a great guy. And he was featured in CNN. The problem was, the story wasn't a good story. So what I want to do is I want to play the CNN report and then discuss Mike a little bit, my conversation I had with his wife, Kim, and what my plan is to sort of help rectify thing. So, as a little bit of a backdrop, Mike died in combat, and they called it a suicide, and Mike in no way was suicidal. And so his wife Kim and I were having a conversation, because when I heard of Mike's death, I was actually shocked. He and I had a conversation before he deployed, and he said to me, we had lost touch, obviously, over the years, because we both had careers and families and stuff like this. And he says to me, hey, man, Kevin, it's good to catch up. I'm going for a deployment. When I come back, we need to get together. I'm like, man, would love to do it. Mike and I were, he was battalion commander, I was battalion adjutant when I went to military school. And we've, you know, forged a friendship. He wasn't one of my closest friends there, but we were certainly friends. And I always wanted to know where he was going to go because Mike was very squared away. And I knew he would have a great career, and he did. Wife, two kids, the whole package. But here's what happened to him.
Michael Stallman was in Iraq when he was found mortally wounded, a gunshot wound to the head. Heroic actions were taken to try to save his life, but ultimately the medical examiner ruled the colonel's death a suicide.
Now, with the help of a retired JAG lawyer and NCIS investigator, Kim Stallman says she has documents that show critical pieces of evidence were overlooked in a rush to judgment by NCIS and the Marines. The medical examiner needs to be just 51% certain to designate a death of suicide. NCIS stands by its investigation, we should point out, saying that defending their reputation would simply exploit the emotions of a grieving widow and dishonor the service and memory of Colonel Stallman. Now, Kim Stallman says that's exactly what they've done by failing to reopen her husband's case. CNN national correspondent Deborah Fayer reports here, and please let me forewarn you, I don't want you to be caught off guard here, but there are some tough images to watch in this story.
Colonel Michael Stallman was one of the highest-ranking officers to die in the Iraq War. He was halfway through a year-long tour of duty when he was found in his bed, a gunshot wound to his left temple.
What specifically did they tell you when they called you that morning to let you know?
Oh, yeah. It was, I'll never forget it. Was this Colonel Stallman's wife? I said, yes. And he said, I'm calling to inform you that your husband, Colonel Michael Ross Stallman, was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left temple. And then I'm like, he's not left-handed.
From that very first call, Kim Stallman says she knew something was terribly wrong. The U.S. Marine Corps and NCIS concluded it was suicide. But Kim has refused to accept that, and she's taking on the U.S. military in a personal war seeking justice for her husband.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a little unusual for me to talk about personal issues like this, but it is it's a CNN thing. It, you know, they aired that particular segment a couple days ago, and Kim and I had this conversation probably a year ago. And Mike's death occurred a couple years or a year or so before that. And the reason why Mike was killed, just so is to go ahead and get everything out in the open, was he was in the middle of an investigation of some very bad things happening in the military over in Afghanistan. I'm talking about, you know, dope dealing and things like this. And one thing you knew about Mike was straight as an arrow. I mean, when we were the only battalion staff that actually went in a squad bay. Everybody else had, up to that point, were in the barracks, and you couldn't do anything with Mike around. I mean, I love the dude, but it was like, Mike, chill. You know, if you were up after taps or we were eating or doing something, Mike's like, come on, guys, we gotta. You know, he played it by the book, and I love the guy for that. I really do. But anyway, Mike was killed. It was not a suicide. It was fratricide in the military. And as I said before, to say that Mike Stallman was suicidal was ridiculous. Because before he deployed, the dude was chipper and happy. And he said, when I come back from deployment, let's get to, you know, I'm in D.C. now. I want to, you know, I said, I'll meet you in D.C. I'm in D.C. quite often now. We had said we were going to do it. And I know the kind of guy he was. I mean, and then I talked to four or five other guys that were all, you know, together in military school. And they all said the same thing. Nothing in Mike's character was suicidal. Nothing. There was nothing that the Marine Corps could have dealt this guy that would have made him commit suicide. So I see this report about NCIS and the Marines talking about, we don't want to hurt the widow. Kim is ready to reopen this investigation. And I told her point blank, look, don't go through the military. Let's take this through civilian channels. And I think that's why I gave her CNN contacts, and I'm guessing they finally obviously did the show. But I'm talking about this because it pains me to believe that during the Barack Obama administration, one of my buddies from school, from military school, a guy who was a lifelong friend, you know, when we started our conversation back again, it was as if it had never left off. I mean, we had fast-forwarded 20 years or whatever number of years, and it was like, hey, buddy, can't wait to see you. And I know what my commitment would have been had I said, that's what I'm going to do when I get back from my deployment. Mike had every intention of being back from his deployment. And what should scare you is that we have a system. And look, we can pretend that these things don't exist. I mean, they made movies. What was that? Courage Under Fire with What's-Her-Face? Dennis Quaid's wife, Meg Ryan. Look, this is what happens. And Mike was on a big story. I didn't find out all of this until later when I was talking to one of my friends who in the Marines who ran all the Marines. He was over all the Marines deployed in the world as a colonel and was about to get promoted to general, and he retired. I don't know why. I don't know the details around that, but he did. He left. I guess he got tired of waiting. But we were having a conversation at one of our reunions, and he says, yeah, Mike was good to go, and he was on this big investigation. I was like, what's that? And he goes, I really can't talk about all the details because he's obviously, he was in the Marines, and Mike reported to him, and he couldn't talk about it. But I'm just telling you, our government killed this kid, and it pains me to know that. And in talking to Kim and hearing the runaround that she was getting, that's the type of government we had under Barack Obama. Look, I'm not going to tell you that the government isn't going to do nefarious things under Donald Trump. I'm not here to say that at all. The government's still the government. But I know what happened in this case, and I wanted to share it publicly because I think it's important that Mike gets his name back. I asked Kim, what do you want? We were talking about his pension. She says, I want Mike's name back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So we've got great economic news. The Dow is up 16%, and you got to go look these numbers up yourself, but this is what I read. The Dow is up 16%, NASDAQ up 19% or so since the election. Remember the doom and gloom that people talked about when Donald Trump was going to become president? Everything was going to go to hell in a handbasket, hold on to the women and children, and, you know, pets, you're on your own. Whatever. It was doom and gloom. None of it's happened. Women were going to be subjugated and wearing burkas and all. I don't know. What was all supposed to happen to women? None of it's happened. The only thing that's happened is it's been good news. And what it's done is it's validated all the things that Donald Trump has talked about since really, probably halfway through the election cycle, when he became somewhat of a, you know, they looked like he was going to be the front runner. And they wanted him, as you guys know. But then once he got it and things started to shift and he started looking like he could win, then it became everything Trump did. It was bad news. I want you to consider all the good things, and I'm not going to go through the litany of them, but all the things that have happened since Trump that make Obama look like what he was, the worst president in the history of this country, and then ask yourself, why aren't we hearing about this great news? So Donald Trump originally was pro-media because they were giving him good covers. They were like, who's this up-and-comer? Who would have thought Donald Trump could make a dent? And they wanted him, so they were, because this, the reason why I'm talking about this is people talk about Donald Trump loves you, then he hates you. It isn't really that. Donald Trump can take criticism, but he can't take the lies. So the media started reporting about, oh, you know, he's the guy to watch, because they wanted him. Then they got him, and they started hammering him. And that's when Trump went, wait a minute, I'm not this bad of a guy. I'm not a great guy, but I'm not a bad guy. And so he understood what he was up against, so he fought back. And he started punishing the media, punishing them. Fake news, you're this, you're that. I don't know where fake news came up, but the fact of the matter is Donald Trump said, I've had enough. I'm not going to do what the normal Republican candidate does and just leave you alone and hope that you find your conscience. I want you to understand how important a turning point that was when you have the head of the New York Times, after this was post-victory, saying, you know what? We did not treat Donald Trump fairly. Head of CNN, Zucker, he comes in and he says, oh, yeah, we're up and doing great because of Donald Trump. Blah, blah, blah. They've lost ground to MSNBC, not because MSNBC is good, but because people have abandoned CNN. Megyn Kelly's career got derailed
because she went after Trump. Many said unfairly. I didn't think it was unfair for her to ask the question, but her motivation behind it was certainly calculated. And it backfired on her. And it's backfiring on the media every single day. Then you get the Comey testimony. Comey validated right before the nation and God and everybody that the media was delivering fake news. And then what's funny, in a fit of irony, James Comey then says, hey, listen, will you, Mr. Professor at Princeton, release my notes to the fake news so I can get it out there? Which, by the way, I don't know if Comey's one of the leakers, if he's a, you know, if he's a leaker, part of a cabal of leakers in the FBI. But we know now that they selectively do what they want to do in order for their agenda. So Comey's complicit as far as I'm concerned, but I just found it ironic that he would, you know, put his, give his little fake news notes, which, by the way, I don't believe. And he says, oh, the media reports about that were coming out about this whole investigation were wrong. As I said, making the news, the various media outlets look stupid, and then he wants to use them. But Donald Trump's getting back at him. And what's funny, he put the New York Times in the last row of Oppressor next to Univision. And they got mad about it. And then he, I think he puts CNN in some location where they were upset about it. And I want to play that clip, because that to me was one of the funniest things that came out of this whole fake news thing. Donald Trump is punishing the media. He's saying, I'm going to get you back. And he's not done with them. Anyway, here's the clip.
Jim, as you know, you were there. The president took questions from two U.S. news outlets at that news conference. But I understand, and tell me if this is true, CNN was placed away from the other TV networks, further in the back. What happened there?
That's right, Wolf. And we can show you some video of this just to illustrate this. And you know this from many years of covering the White House. The TV networks are typically placed in one area, one group. Every other network besides CNN was there at the top right of your screen, just about top right of your screen. You see people holding up their hands. We were off to the bottom left there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. I cut the clip because the guys who did that had that little annoying wah-wah-wah-wah-wah in there. But it was interesting to hear these guys go on and talk about the fact that they were placed in the wrong place. You know, you could tell that they were put in, as he says, effectively the equivalent of Siberia or wherever. Good. To that I say good. But, you know, it's funny. In the old days, you might have been like, wow, why isn't CNN up front? Or why isn't this happening? Or why isn't... What happens is, and Trump ends up making stars out of these guys. Remember when Spicer had the run-in with April What's-Her-Face, the black lady who covers the White House? She's a star. She can go out on the speaking circuit now. You guys think I'm joking about things like this, but it's the truth. I don't know what April charged to do an event before. It doubled after that. Guarantee you. I know how these publicists work. Good example. If I were to go and do an event and this were to be in it, like Donald Trump were to say, yeah, hey, so we've got Kevin Jackson here, whatever. And I took that clip and I gave it to my publicist, they would double my speaking fees. You guys think I'm joking? These people know what they're doing. They are orchestrating these types of things because it helps them. That's not a news story. Think about it. The Wolf Blitzer and the reporter. So, well, how are we treated? The questions got asked and answered. You didn't ask your question, but who cares? How are we treated? Where did they seat you? Oh, well, we were seated over here and they put us in Siberia and all that. Okay, great. If the real story should be, if you want to do a separate story, we feel like we're being treated unfairly. Because now Donald Trump can address it and say, you know what? You're exactly right. I need you to understand, one, how the American taxpaying citizen feels when they've been jostled around and put here, placed over there, and essentially taken for granted. That's number one. Number two, you've been complicit in doing it. You're the reason they feel the angst. You are not reporting the real news. You are deciding winners and losers. And you know what? You've had the power to do that. How does it feel to be powerless? CNN? How does it feel? I don't know who asked the questions, who he called on, but let me tell you, if they point them out, those people will become the preeminent journalist. That's why I keep telling you guys. We have Tea Party Community, but we've also got this a thing called Tea Party Tribune. I've been telling people I want Tea Party Tribune to become a major news outlet. So when Donald Trump says, we've got Kevin Jackson there from Tea Party Tribune, I say, yeah, Mr. President. So you were speaking of this, and as members of the Tea Party would like to know, blah, blah, blah. And he can speak directly to them. That's what gives you power. That from a media perspective. And that's, we've allowed these people to become bigger than life. Think about Brian Williams before he was outed as a liar. How big we made him. It was a big deal to see him. Chris Matthews was like a god in media. No, he's not. He's a lying snake in the grass. He's a swamp snake with the same as the rest of the DC apparatus. So why are we making these guys bigger than life? We should be marginalizing them, which is exactly what Trump has done. Punish these suckers. And then, once you're done punishing them, go get the rest of the people. Go get the people who support them, who are making them bigger than life, and who are part of the problem. The progressives. President Trump did a move recently that has progressives spinning. They don't know what to do. And I want to cover that. And I know we've got a ton to get in, and we're working hard to make it happen, but we're going to cover this subject.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love sporting events.
The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It had to be a shock to the left when Senator Dianne Feinstein on Sunday said Congress should look into Comey's revelation about Loretta Lynch, asking him to downplay the nature of his investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. As you know by now, unless you live under a rock, Loretta Lynch said, let's not call it an investigation, let's call it a matter. That's pretty, I mean, that's inserting yourself in the middle of an investigation and doing things that, quite frankly, should have made Comey go, I'm not doing that. But he did it. Now, of course, this all was illuminated in his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he said Lynch asked him to refer to it as a matter. And he said the exchange made him feel, and this is his word, queasy. Now, I've talked about Comey being a little pansy because, number one, it should have made him feel queasy, should have made him feel upset. You know, who chooses that word? Just out of curiosity. Oh, it made me so queasy. God, like a little... It's hard to believe this is a person we put in charge of justice.
It made me so queasy. Oh, my goodness.
But it made him queasy. And instead of... He didn't say anything close to that with Donald Trump. He didn't say, it made me feel slimy. I felt, nothing. Which is what he would have done had Trump done anything. Just, I don't want to be in a room with him by myself. But Loretta Lynch can make him feel queasy. And he goes and does what she says. And doesn't launch an investigation. And in fact, exonerates Hillary Clinton. You know what made him feel queasy? Is the fact that he had to do it, and he was wondering, would anybody catch on? Because the cabal was already, it was set that the Clintons were going to get out of this situation. It was set. I remember even during the, almost poked myself in the mouth with the microphone. I remember when this was all breaking, and the Clintons, Hillary Clinton had said, what do you think is going to happen? She's like, I'm getting off. They got nothing. She was so confident. I remember thinking, how could you possibly think this with everything that's going on? Well, Queasy Comey. Queasy. Reminds me of what George Jefferson used to call his wife, Louise. He called her Louisey. Wheezy! Wheezy! So Hillary Clinton knew the fix was in. She's getting off. What are you going to do? And Comey, well, it made me queasy. If it made you queasy, why didn't you do something about it? Why? And not only did he not do something about it, he absolutely did what she said. He called it that. Now, later on, in the second investigation, he says, nope, you're being investigated. And here's what's interesting, because the terminology, I looked for them talking about it as a matter. But I think they called it an incident or something. But we have a clip where Shepard Smith is talking about what Comey said about it. So let's play that clip.
Director James Comey dismissed Hillary Clinton's description of the investigation into her private email server. Clinton and her staff have labeled it a security inquiry. Comey said he's not familiar with that term. We're conducting an investigation. That's what we do, he told Fox News. The FBI reportedly has been meeting with top Clinton aides, suggesting the investigation might be in its final stages. The staffer who installed the home server is cooperating with investigators. And a Romanian hacker, now in FBI custody, claims he broke into her server in 2013. Clinton says she never sent or received classified material from her home server.
That was a CBN report. Why do we even play that? I thought it was like some official. I mean, no offense, I could have said that. Probably as well as that lady. I mean, she seems like a nice lady, but I could have said it as good as that. All right, how about this clip of Shepard Smith on the Clinton investigation at the time and what was being offered up as, you know, what this was all about. I love this clip. You got that one? All right, let's do it.
Email is reopened, and just moments ago, we received a new statement from John Podesta, the chairman of her campaign for presidency, and it reads as follows. Upon completing this investigation more than 3 months ago, FBI Director Comey declared no reasonable prosecutor would move forward with a case like this and added that it was not even a close call. In the months since, Donald Trump and his Republican allies have been baselessly second-guessing the FBI in both public and private, browbeating the career officials there to revisit their conclusion in a desperate attempt to harm Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it was Donald Trump who was baselessly attacking the Clintons for bringing up the... Well, at this point, I don't think the Russia theory had completely developed. They were sort of testing it. I think maybe they said, he wants Russia to beat us. He wants Russia to be successful over us. The very people who don't give a crap about American exceptionalism are saying, Donald Trump wants Russia to beat us. Well, so do you. So do you, lefties. Baselessly second-guessing? No, it was not baselessly second-guessing, as we figured out. Feinstein was asked directly whether Lynch was providing cover for Clinton, and she wouldn't answer the question. Because, by the way, before the break, we were talking about the Comey revelation that Loretta Lynch forced his hand, wanted him to change the terminology. I would have a queasy feeling, too, though, to be candid with you, she said to CNN State of the Union. I think we need to know more about that. There's only one way to know more about it, and that's to have the Judiciary Committee take a look at it. Now, it was a bombshell. Everybody was like, Feinstein's actually asking for an investigation into the Clinton, into the Comey and Flynn comment, and as it related to the Clinton campaign, it was Lynch. Lynch providing cover for Hillary Clinton's campaign. The short answer is, of course she was. We know this. You don't jump in the middle of a campaign, start using their terminology, and even when you're questioned, when you're the FBI director, whatever he was, says, you know, that's a little close to the terminology in the campaign. I know it could look, you know, but let's just do it. And then I think he said something along the lines of, well, the press really never caught on. Then he said, I think it was something like that. So the ruse worked. Man, this is unbelievable. And so you think Feinstein's really coming over. She's waking up. You know, maybe she's getting it that we need to be fair. We can't misrepresent, you know, how these things work. There can be no two separate systems for people. It looks like collusion is there, and this is not going to reflect good on the government. None of that's the case. None of that's the case. I hate to burst your bubble, but no, they aren't afraid of what's going to come out of this investigation. I know what you guys think. You're thinking, oh, man, there's no way this guy Mueller is going to not be able to look at all this evidence and get it done. Mueller is a shill just like Comey was. And I warned you, Comey's overwhelming, on-the-record love affair, his spooning, his public sodomy, or allowing it to happen to him, however you want to look at it, Mueller, he's above and beyond. He's the best. Oh, my gosh, how could you do any better? Said the liar. Said the now absolute bona fide, dyed in the wool, we know you lied, liar, leaker of information. He wants you to believe Mueller's the best. We went and looked at pictures. Just Google Mueller, Google pictures or images, Mueller, Comey, Obama, and there they are, the triumvirate. They want Mueller to be the special prosecutor because he's going to take over the identical job of Comey. And the guy, Preet Bharara, or whatever, I remember they used to extol this dude's virtues. He was a prosecutor in the New York area. He was the one who's going after Cuomo. He was the one who was doing all these other things. Nothing has happened to Cuomo in New York. Crooked as the day is long. He's the Hillary Clinton Foundation in New York. Nothing happened to him. But they make it sound like this guy, Preet, I think it's like Barahat or something like that. He's an Indian guy. He is, again, one of these dyed-in-the-wool leftists who pretends he really cares about justice and he doesn't. Mueller's the same way. He's a shill. And the first thing we need to do is get this guy off as special counsel. Don't let it go one step further. Because this is all a ruse. That's all it is. Comey knows it. And they're sitting back hoping that we go, oh my gosh, well, he's been so credentialized. Look at what Comey said about him. That's why you're getting all the negative press about Trump, because we have to build Comey's credibility.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.